Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to Zoetic Chat, Unleash Your Life's Journey with me, John Mayfield. This ultimate podcast for spiritual guidance will answer all your life, soul, and spiritual questions. I'm thrilled to have you join me every week. My vast knowledge, wisdom, and experience are crucial to your personal and spiritual growth. Together, we will explore a variety of topics and delve deeply into the truths of my life and spiritual path. Don't forget to sign up to my newsletter at johnmayfield.com. Hey, 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 everyone. Welcome to Zoetic Chat. Unleash Your Life's Journey with me, John Mayfield. This is Season 1, Episode 3. You'll remember in Episode 2 that I talked a little bit about soul. I'm going to continue talking about soul in this episode. I feel that if more and more people, if it's on your path, connected to soul in a stronger way, that you would begin to understand your life on earth this time around. I feel that you would see things differently, and I feel that the connection to soul and understanding soul will actually help you in your life moving forward, help you to see things differently. So my questions today are for you. What is your soul? How can you improve your life, improve your soul connection? By the end of this podcast, I'm sure that you will have a better understanding of what you think soul could be. Not necessarily the understanding that I have, but from what I talk about, you will have thoughts of your own, in a positive and negative way, to connect you more strongly to your soul. Sorry. My belief that our soul is here to guide us, to help us in life. I believe that our soul knows every single thing that we need to experience in this life to fulfill the reason our soul is here. It is the human you that fights with soul. It is the programmed you, the media incensed you that fights against your soul. From birth, you have been programmed. You've been programmed by your parents, by other family members. You've been programmed by media, TV, reading, books, magazines, billboards, advertising. You have been programmed. And your families before have been programmed. And it's not until you break free from this programming that you can see there is a soul purpose. There is a meaning to life beyond what you currently see. So I'm going to start at the beginning. And this is how I see it, that your soul chooses you. So you're made by your mother and father. Sorry for coughing. Unless I do too many, I'm not taking them out. You're made by your mother and father. And then your soul decides to enter into your body. Your soul has already agreed on the other side, on spirit side, in spirit world, whatever you call it. Your soul has already agreed with them what it is that it needs to experience in this life, in the life that it's going to have with you. It's already agreed everything. So it has a list of things. You can call it a bucket list if you like. Many people have bucket lists in their life, don't they? They write a list of 10 or 20 or even more things that they want to do before they reach a certain age. And it's usually an age with a zero on the end of it. But if you can imagine your life, your soul's life with you has a mission and a list of things to accomplish by the time that it goes back home. So the zero on the end of that can be anything from 0 to 10 to 100 or maybe a little bit more. And it needs to tick off the boxes when it accomplishes, feels, experiences the things on its bucket list. So the baby is made. And let's say, for example, whilst you are in your mother's womb, that when you are in there, maybe a couple of months before you're due to be born, you can hear your parents arguing. You can hear them arguing over something. You can't get all of it. You just hear them arguing. And as a little fetus, a little baby in the womb, you get a bit of a strange feeling hearing that, but you don't know much else to do with it. I would say that you can tick one box there, because your soul will have said, I want to experience being in the womb and hearing my parents argue. So you will have ticked off something on the soul's bucket list. There will be lots of other things that will happen whilst you're in the womb, and you can tick those off mentally. So you're born, and when you're born, you have breathing difficulties and you have to be given oxygen and taken away from your mum and put into like a special care baby unit incubator. So your soul is fulfilling some more of what it wants to on its bucket list. Being born, for one, being born to the mother that it chose, being born with breathing difficulties, learning, being asked to experience going into a baby special care unit, experience being on oxygen, experience everything that happens within that special care baby unit. So there's lots of things, even before you're a week or a day old, in this case, that you are experiencing, that your soul asked to experience. So can you see that everything that happens to you and around you is something that your soul asked to experience? And you carry on living, you carry on growing, you carry on experiencing things in life, your soul list, I'm going to call it. So the soul list has everything you need to experience. Sometimes the human you steps in and argues with what soul needs to experience. So for example, you might be drawn to go to a place. You might be drawn to go and experience walking around an old town, looking at exhibitions and looking at paintings and things like that. So you're being drawn to do that. The drawing is the soul telling you, hey, let's go to this place. Let's go and have a look at this, that, and the other. But then sometimes your human self decides to argue with soul. Oh, so you're having a conversation almost with yourself. You've been having the feelings of going somewhere, but then you're arguing that and giving reasons why you shouldn't go there. But usually if you follow your instinct, your gut instinct as to something that you're getting that you're not consciously thinking about, it will take you to an amazing place. an amazing space. You will meet people that you would never have met before. You will have encounters, connections, deja vu, smiles on your face, because you are ticking off something else that soul wanted to do. If you allow the human you to not go to those places, and that is sometimes what people call free will. You have a free will choice, you will hear people say. So your free will choice in this example is to not to go to those places. It is to do something else or nothing on that day. So on that day, when you choose to do something other than what your soul is asking, you get a little bit agitated. You might become fearful. You might feel disorientated. You might get a stomach upset because you're not doing what you should be doing. You're going against the grain, almost, as people say. So you either stay in the house, stay on the toilet, end up in bed, or maybe you'll go out in the car, you'll get stuck in traffic. You might meet people that are forever moaning and it drags you down and you feel sad and not fulfilled on that day. But if you'd have gone to the place where your soul was asking you to go to, you would have fulfilled it, had an amazing day. Because you didn't, you now need to still experience what you would have experienced at that place. But the lesson sometimes becomes harder the second time around. The second opportunity that's given to you might be given in a difficult way, where before it would have flowed and felt good and you would have got everything from it with ease. But given a second time for that to come around, it's often more difficult. But you know you need to experience it. So my philosophy, if you like, in life, since I've fully connected to my soul, is to do everything in my power to connect to those feelings that I get, that I know I need to do something. Sometimes, you know, you meet people and you just know there's something more with that person. It doesn't have to be a romance or a lover. It can just be an experience you need to have with someone. Sometimes that experience lasts for weeks, days, months, sometimes for years, sometimes forever. And you just grow to know it is a soul connection. And you know also that you need that person in your life at that time. And equally, when that person moves out of your life or you move out of their lives, it's meant to be. It's had its day. It's finished. I know people who connect to me and they're in a job that they're not happy in. There's, and let's just say, for example, a new supervisor or manager comes to your job and they have to oversee you and the work that you do. And they're not a very nice person. They treat you badly and give you work that you're not expected to do. They start to bully you and make you feel uncomfortable. So you ask the question in a consultation with me, do I stay or do I go, Jan? Why am I getting this happening in my life? Well, I would believe that your soul needed to experience all of that. The bullying, the not so nice manager, the feeling of not really wanting to be in the job. You will need to experience that. How does that feel? But then sometimes if that gets worse, that is the universe's way, your soul's way of saying, actually, it's time to get out of that job. And we're pushing you out by giving you these experiences too. So connecting into the person's energy, the person's soul, I would then know how to answer their question, do I stay or do I go? Many, many times it's to go. Sometimes you can stay and everything will work out okay. And it's your attitude to that person that needs to change because they're not necessarily going to change. But sometimes they leave and you don't leave. But 98% of the time, it's for you to leave and it's for you to move on. Your soul's done what it needs to do. It's experienced what it needed. Come on then now, let's have you out of this job and let's move on to something else. And also, you'll often find that you don't need to wait until you've got something else before you leave the job that is no longer serving you. Because when you leave the job that no longer serves you, you're connecting so strongly to everything that you're supposed to be doing. Therefore, when you leave that job because you're supposed to, the new job, the new career, the new business will suddenly appear. But because if you stay in that job, you're resisting moving forward, therefore the new doesn't appear. So to be brave and courageous and leave the job that doesn't serve you will bring in what you need, what does serve you in the most amazing way. And it's always higher and better than you've experienced it before. That's just one example of how soul can help you. Soul also can bring in dis-ease within your body. Dis-ease, or disease, as is often called, but dis-ease is a misalignment of everything in your body because you are not listening to soul on many occasions. I will add here that if you are ill and you need to see a doctor, then do see a doctor. But in many occasions, and in my own life, and many people who I speak to, their dis-ease is a misalignment. And how do I know that? Because when we realign the people with their soul, with their purity, with what they should be doing to connect to their soul purpose, their dis-ease or disease is either eliminated or it's so much less than what it was before. They then go on to live a better life. Dis-ease, in my opinion and my experience, often shows itself as chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, mental health, depression, being stuck in life and can't move forward. When you experience those symptoms, if you like, it can be a dis-ease and misalignment in your body because you're not fully connecting to soul. Now, I'm not saying that these conditions don't exist and that you're not really experiencing something, because I know that when I was in deep, dark depression, if someone had said, it's just a misalignment, connect to your soul, you'd have laughed at them, told them to shut up, probably slapped them on the face and said, are you experiencing what I'm experiencing? But the reason I can talk like this is because I have experienced that. I have experienced fibromyalgia. I have cured myself. I have experienced disease by deep, dark depressions, many mental health conditions over time. And whilst I am in a connection with my soul and an alignment, I do not have them as strong and as deeply as I did before in my body. So I talk from experience with that. And also, the 7-session program that I have, Realigned to Your True Self, is about realigning you to your true soul purpose. Why realign? People ask me that. Why realign, not align? We are realigning to something you have come away from. So you're not aligning to it, you're realigning to what you should be in. Try connecting to your soul. Try connecting more and more and deeply to why your soul is here. But it's not just about connecting to it. It's recognizing what comes into your life is for your soul purpose. Some of the things that I've noticed very strongly from connecting to my soul purpose is that I get over things quicker than I ever did before. So something might happen in my life that really upsets me, that's really sad. But what I've noticed is that I don't stay sad for so long. I don't stay in a tearful, sobbing mode for as long as I would have done many years ago. I get over things quicker because I know that my soul needed to experience whatever happened, needed to experience my sobbing as a human, and then for me to almost dust myself down and say, come on, soul, let's get on to the next adventure. Let's move to the next chapter of the book. And I feel that when you see things like that as something that your soul needs to experience, it kind of takes something away from the human experiencing it. And people telling you, especially if someone's passed over, that you shouldn't be living your life, that you need to grieve for years and you need to do this and you need to do that. You don't need to do any of that. That is something invented by humans. Yes, we're a human. Yes, we're living a human life, but the soul is here to experience things through you, but you still need to connect to soul. When you do, it's amazing. Everything suddenly seems to have a purpose and a meaning. So, for example, if I've got a real strong connection with someone, they're my best friend, we do so much together, that person gets me. And I've been with that person in my life for a long, long time. And then all of a sudden, something happens. And I don't see that person anymore, and they don't see me. Their life goes one way and my life goes another. You feel a loss, like a grieving. But then if you connect to your soul and say, oh, thank you, soul, for allowing me to experience all that time with that person, all that connection, the experiences, the adventures, the knowing, and the soul connection with that person. Thank you, soul, for allowing me to experience that. Then you get over that loss quicker. Doesn't mean you've got less feelings for it. It doesn't mean you're a lesser human being. It means you're connecting to the reason that you're on earth. That can be the same if people pass away. Who invented the grieving process? Who? Why do you need to grieve for years? Why? It's not for me to really answer those questions. I'm giving those questions to you. I normally answer questions on my podcast, but today I'm giving back the questions to you. Why do you need to grieve for that amount of time? Who decided on the grieving process? Because I could write a grieving process connecting to soul, and it would be a whole lot different to the grieving process that you have been accustomed to reading about and experiencing. Remember, if you tell yourself you're going to be angry, you'll be angry more and more. My gosh, the grieving process says I have to be angry. I have to be angry for this. I have to be angry for that. You don't have to be angry. You're just going by what someone invented. If they hadn't have invented that, and I invented my way of grieving, you would be living a much happier, better life because you wouldn't be living in the past. And at the end of the day, whoever's passed over, it was their soul that needed to pass on that day out of that human body because they'd experienced everything they needed to at that point. So we should celebrate the soul's passing. I'm not saying you're not going to be upset, because you will be upset because you've lost a human form around you. But if you connect to the soul of that person, you have the essence of that person still with you. When people come and see me and they ask, how do I connect to my mum that passed over? I said, you need to believe what the soul is and connect to her soul. When people do that, the grieving process somehow goes out of the window, because they have found this affinity with their mother's soul, who, yes, isn't actually visible to them anymore, but they feel the personality. They feel their mother's essence. They might smell a familiar smell that reminds them of their mum, or a sound or music. And that's that mum's soul connecting to your soul to let you know that they're all right. Why would you dismiss that? Why would you allow someone's concept of grieving to stop you connecting to your mum's soul? Why? Sometimes another way of knowing, if you like, that your soul is talking to you. Maybe you're an artist and you're painting. And you're painting and you get in a mode where you don't think and paint, you just paint. This is when your soul is guiding you. Your soul takes over your brush and it paints what it wants to see on that canvas. It paints the inner you. It paints what other people need to receive from you. Painting isn't about what you want to put on canvas. Painting is about stepping aside and letting your soul guide your brush or whatever other medium you're using onto that canvas, so that other people can experience your art. And art is an amazing thing. Not enough people appreciate art. I remember once going to Dublin for a long weekend with a very, very dear friend of mine, and we went into art galleries. We got hopped on and off buses, went into art galleries, cafes, art galleries, Guinness, and then art galleries. One of those art galleries, one of those paintings, I stood in front and tears rolled down my cheeks. I can see the painting now. And as I connected, my soul kept connected to that painting. I had what I call soul tears, because Jan, the human Jan, wasn't standing there crying at that painting. Human soul kicked in and had some kind of a recognition with that painting that brought tears from my belly down onto my cheeks through my eyes. I will never, ever forget that. And that is something that I call soul tears. Soul tears, soul crying. And you can have soul laughter as well. But whilst you're painting, it's like a sudden feeling of inspiration that you're not in charge of. It's the same in writing. When I write my books, I'm not in charge. Well, I tend to type, so I'm not in charge of the typing. Something takes over. My fingers on the keyboard. And how do I know this? Because when I read it back, I haven't a clue that I've written it. Poetry, the deepest, beautiful poetry, will have been written from a soul connection. Because earthly, you don't see what's written. You don't see it. It's just not earthly. You feel a harmony with something. You feel in harmony with soul self. It's like you bypass human self somehow and you connect to soul self. You still do human things and have human encounters, but they're easier, they're better, they're brighter and bigger and more connected than ever before. You feel in harmony with whatever you're experiencing. Even if it's something that the human would perceive as bad, you are in harmony with that human bad thing, but you move more easily through it. I'm just going to recognize the time as I'm recording this is 11:11. I can see it on my computer screen. Those of you that connect to the numbers. So the harmony is connecting to what the soul requires, stepping aside from the human you and allowing that to happen. People with amazing voices, angelic voices, heavenly voices, connect to that soul voice. Inspirational speakers will connect to their soul voice. This is also about becoming ego-less. When people work from ego, they're fighting a battle with other ego people, but other egos within yourself. When you are ego-less, it is just like you are connecting to something outside of the human you that has almost taken over you. Because it has no ego, you are not connected to your ego. You don't work from ego. You don't sing from ego. You don't dance from ego. You don't live from ego. You don't argue with yourself from ego. It isn't there. It just isn't there. You connect to this beautiful experience of soul living in a human body. Soul living in a human body is amazing. Do you want that? Do you want to feel that egoless feeling in life? People sometimes will say to me, oh, I've done this, I've been there, I've got this, I've got these trophies, I've got these certificates, I've done this, I've done that. And I'm doing that, and they've asked me to do this, and I feel amazing. And someone's asked me to do that, and I feel amazing. And they'll say, but I'm not working from ego, am I, Jan? Totally, 100%, you are working from ego. Because an egoless person would just do it. They just do it. They wouldn't care about certificates and people praising them. Although you feel humbled by some things that come back to you, but you feel humbled. When you feel humbled, humbling is inside, it's internal. It's like the word humble goes in your mouth, down your esophagus, through all the other tubes into your inner core, and it gives you that, oh, I'm so happy I'm connected to my soul feeling. Orgasmic, ecstatic feeling inside yourself like no other feeling that you've ever had. But if you ask me, I'm not working from ego, am I, Jan? Yes, you are. And you need to release that. You need to connect to the, I don't need clarification and being, I don't need to have qualifications. You do in the human form in many cases to work in certain ways, but you don't build that all together in a lump as if it makes you some extra special spiritual person, because it doesn't. The ego-less person who's connected to their souls, meaningful being here in life, is the most special feeling that you'll ever have. You'll have your art, your words, your writing, your feelings, you're getting over things, you're getting through things, seeing why things happen, understanding life is what you'll get from being egoless. Is your ego high in your life? Have you released it? Recently, I was with a group of people somewhere I didn't really want to be, and that room was full of egos. And I didn't actually realize that until the next day. The next day, when I got up and walked to my bathroom, it's like a voice in my head, but that would be my soul, said, "You know, that was egos." And I'm like, "What egos? What are you talking about?" Having a little conversation with myself as you do. "What are you talking about, egos?" In that room, that was all ego. And I sat here and thought about it. And each one was fighting off the other with another comment. Each comment was getting bigger and better. And I've done this and you've done that. I did this for you. You did this for me. Higher and bigger and bigger. But that was ego. Who sat silent in the room, just nodding and commenting every now and again? Because I was watching, but I didn't realize why I was watching. And I felt so out of place because my ego isn't there. I was calm. I was peaceful. I was connecting to my soul self and just an observer in that room. That room should have been recorded, and it would have been an amazing example to give a psychology student. I don't want to be connected to a room like that again. It made me feel humanly sad and disappointed. But obviously, my soul needed to experience it. But when I came out, I was grateful and thankful to have experienced something. But it wasn't, like I say, until the next day that I was told that it was ego. It's amazing some of the things you get told, or you feel, or you just know. So, soul self, soul you. Soul life, soul's list, whatever you want to call it, is what I believe that you should be connecting to have the best human experience possible. But it's a humbling experience, not an ego, I've done this experience. It's an experience that brings you to tears because of the connection. Because you know, you just know. When you just know and you have that knowing feeling, that is the connection to soul. That soul self takes you to higher self, takes you to spiritual self, takes you to whatever self you want to believe in spiritually. Do you believe there's a hierarchy? Do you believe that spiritual soul self will take you to the ultimate God energy? Or the ultimate source energy. What do you believe? I believe by learning and experiencing. So if I'm taken to God self or any kind of God self anywhere, I'm talking using the word loosely, any type of higher connection, universal connection, if I'm taken there, then I'm taken there by my soul in a knowing way. Everything in your life becomes aligned when you connect to your soul. It doesn't mean that you're not going to still have some little arguments with what your soul wants to do, because that's the human and the nature and the emotions in you. But once you realize that soul you, what soul you wants, it's okay, soul, let's do that. And even human you, will be excited. I'm excited to say it, will be excited with the alignment of human and soul and experience. You feel amazing when you have an inner knowing. You just know that you are in line, in alignment with the reason that you came to Earth. You just know. It's not about love and light It's not about things like that. It's about that inner peace, that inner feeling where you'll just grow. You'll grow connected to why your soul is here. So I ask you the questions. What is your soul? And how can you improve your life? How can you improve your soul connection? See you in episode 4. Hey, 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 thank you for tuning in today. Your support is much appreciated. Please consider leaving a review, sharing on social media, and telling your friends about my podcast. You can also join my newsletter at janmayfield.com. Remember, take what resonates from Zoetic Chat and enrich your life with wisdom in all areas. And stay tuned for the next episode.